Day 223, or August the 11th. Don't be afraid. Our thoughts today are rooted in Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 11. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you, and will save you, and deliver you from his hands. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Jeremiah is not taken into exile, but freed by the captain of a group of soldiers who was leading a band of prisoners to Babylon. He respected Jeremiah so much because he could see that what the prophet said would happen actually did happen, proving he really was speaking for God. Jeremiah remained faithful to his God and continued to minister to those who stayed in Judah. Despite his best endeavours, he fails to persuade the remnant of survivors not to go into Egypt, so he decides to go with them, so that they will still hear what God has to say. This was despite the fact that they had rejected everything else God was saying to them. And now today's action step. God's word is always relevant. And the assuring statement we are considering today is for all of us all the time. Of course, the king of Babylon no longer exists, but we all have something or someone that is stunting our spiritual growth. We need to stop fearing whatever is dominating our every thought. Sometimes we lose perspective and our problems can become giants in our lives, far bigger than they deserve to be. God tells us that we need not fear. Whatever is causing you to cower down today, remember that God tells us the same as he confirmed through Jeremiah and the same as he told Joshua centuries before. Do not be afraid. Why not ask God today to deliver you from fear and give you assurance, as the Apostle John tells us, you have already won a victory. The Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Claim this promise today and stand tall in the Lord's strength.